Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying the mind of Christ, thinking like Jesus. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30, the rest of Jesus. Do you ever get tired or feel overloaded? Kids, friends, spouse, in-laws, aging parents, ex-spouse, finances, debt, education costs, house maintenance, health, future, church, relationship with God, job, relationship with co-workers, performance at work. You can get overloaded in your mind. You can get overloaded in your emotions. You can get overloaded in your spirit. What are the usual responses when we get tired or overloaded? Some good responses are things like getting more sleep, regular exercise, taking time off, fishing, a hobby, music. Some bad responses are eating too much, taking pills to jack you up or settle you down, drinking alcohol or taking drugs. But none of these things, good or bad, can give your soul rest. Only God can give you that. And your soul needs rest far more than you need physical rest. You need release from worry. You need release from tension. You need release from stress, from guilt, from fear, from bitterness, from anxiety. Let's look at our text in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Why, of all the things that Jesus can teach us when it comes to needing rest, why do we need gentleness and humility? It's because of two causes of overload in your life. We get in a hurry, and that leads to aggression. And this is the opposite of being gentle. We want it, even if we can't afford it. So we overextend our finances and buy things we can't afford. Then we must work harder to pay for them. We don't want to wait. We don't want to pause. We don't want to consider. We want it now. We jump into things and we get way overcommitted. We also get overloaded because of arrogance, which is the exact opposite of humility. Ego is responsible for a lot more stress in our lives than we want to give it credit for. We think, I can handle this. And we take on another responsibility. Ego and arrogance are why we try to control everything, because we think we know better than everybody else. And in this process, we ultimately think we know better than God. You try to do it all, you try to have it all, be it all, and you try to please everybody. This is the opposite of what Jesus wants for us. Verse 29, take my yoke upon you, and you will find rest for your souls. An oxbow yoke is a wooden cross piece that's bound to the necks of a pair of oxen, sometimes horses. It's held on the animal's neck by an oxbow, from which it gets its name. The oxbow is usually U-shaped, and it fits to the animal's shoulders, a swivel beneath the center of the yoke, between the animals, attaches to the pole of the vehicle, or chains that are used to drag a load, a plow or something. Why did Jesus use the symbol of a yoke to offer his rest for our souls? Well, first, the yoke is a symbol of partnership. When you are yoked to Jesus, there are two working on your burdens. He says, I'll help you out with your problems. I'll help carry your load. I'll share your load. And He can handle any issue you have. He's God. Psalm 55:22, cast your burden on the Lord, and He shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Why? It's because we're sharing it. And God has a stronger back than you do. If you're overloaded and overstressed, it's because you're not yoked to Jesus Christ. Every time you get detached from Jesus Christ, your stress level goes up. And when you get reattached to Jesus, your stress level goes down. Second, the yoke is a symbol of control. Farmers use the yoke to guide and direct farm animals. When oxen are yoked together, they're controlled by their master. When you're yoked with Jesus, you're controlled by God. When you're yoked with Jesus, you move together in the same direction and at the same pace. You can't go in a different direction than Jesus, and you can't go any faster than Him. When you're yoked with Jesus, He determines the plan. Matthew 16:24, and Jesus said to His disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Who's setting the pace in your life? Is it your agenda or God's agenda? If you're making the plan, it's no wonder you're stressed out. You look around at everybody else, see they're going fast, and you think you must catch up. You're burning yourself out. Why do you want to let other people set the pace in your life? Galatians 1:10, for do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. In his book, Freedom from Busyness, Michael Zigarelli wrote, learn to say no. Give yourself permission to say no. Say no to perfectionism. You know, the 80% rule. 80 to 90. 90 to 100. To get to 80%, it's not that difficult. But to get from 80 to 90, man, it gets really hard. But to get in the perfection of work, to get from 90 to 100 is nearly impossible to put enough energy into it. Learn to say no to your kids. Learn to say no to constant entertainment. Jesus, how do you want me to spend my time? Jesus, how do you want me to spend my money? Jesus will show you how to take a real rest. Walk with Him and work with Him. Watch how He does it from His Word and imitate Him. Jesus won't lay anything too heavy on you. His yoke is easy, or my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 to 31. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You give that some thought, and you have a great day.